Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just want to know what's happening. When I get asked every day about it. We're going to get to chasing it. I don't want to play this before we read the league. Actually, let me read the legal first. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, your favorite 95.7 The Game, for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you could also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. And be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Jamal Crawford is an absolute television star.
Yeah, I really
I love Jay Crossover. Really cool dude. I didn't tell you, man. He hooked me up with a couple pair of shoes one time.
Really?
Like, he's a really good dude, dude. He was like, oh, man, what size you wear? Blah, 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 blah. I got you. I got you. And he was like, I wore those things into the ground. But Jay Crawford is really good on TNT. Yeah, I had to drop that. There's a Crawford.
It was him, T-Mac, Lefko,
Candace Parker,
Channing Frye.
Channing Frye
was in. Candace Parker's doing the NCAA tournament.
Channing Frye was trying to come for one of the other chairs. Like, Channing, dog, pick and choose your spots.
Well,
I do love Jamal Crawford, though. He's really Crawford's good. Legit. And McGrady's gotten better.
He's gotten better, but Crawford is really good.
Yeah.
You were talking about Chase Center, and you didn't know if they could replicate the crowd noise at Oracle Park, or they could recreate that home court advantage. Where here's what Jamal Crawford had to say about the Chase Center atmosphere.
It's not only an avalanche, the DJ sneak dissing, he's playing songs from Oakland. Like, it's a lot going on over there. And the players know this. Like, okay, get stupid. Then here comes three more threes. Get stupid. And the players like, what's going on here? Mm. It's an avalanche. They're playing mental. They're playing chess, especially at the Chase Center. They get special out there. And their threes are worth more than just threes. It feels like a 10-point shot because it's that demoralizing.
He's right about that. Those threes are worth more than just three. He is so right about
that. The Curry flurry felt like a 40-point explosion. And it was just like three threes in a row.
You just see the Pelicans. It's like, oh, the shoulders start slumping. The crowd's loud. And he's right. DJ D Sharp knows what hit the play at the right time. And it becomes a party.
A lot of Jacka now.
He plays a lot of deep play. He mixes it up.
The Jack!
No, he mixes it up.
No, I know. But I'm saying he really plays classic songs.
Oh, he plays classic. You hear a game-recognized game at halftime. I mean, but he's right about that. They're sneak dissing with the music. So the music gets to you. The crowd's on top of you. Everybody's cooking. Everybody's big head bouncing. Curry's popping around, hitting threes left and right. And it just destroys you because a lot of these kids, like Brandon Ingram, he watched Steph Curry when he was in college at Duke and in high school. You know, Trey Murphy III, he's watched Steph Curry his whole life. He's really legit.
Trey Murphy III is really very good.
Herb Jones shadowing.
You were so right about that.
I mean, he's legit.
You know, you were
lead
all
pass,
over this.
Lead pass. Herb Jones is a good defender. And these kids see Steph Curry and are just like, ah, I saw this in 2K. I saw this in 2K. I saw that. Like, I was using Steph Curry in 2K. Like, and Willie Green sitting there was like, I was in practice watching this guy every single day. Collins is on the bench. Terry Collins is on the bench. He goes, oh, God, again.
Speaking of 2K, and I don't mean to be this guy, but I'm going to be this guy. I know that they've got these different jerseys, the women empowerment jerseys. I feel like I haven't seen their regular uniforms all year. Is it just me? Am I the only one? Like, I get you wear them a certain amount of times throughout the year. Like, is the now like City Edition? It feels like to me you've worn that more than any other uniform this year.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of over that jersey right now. And I'm a big jersey guy. Like, I played MLB The Show, right. And I was like, I'm Pirates versus the Reds, and I went through all the old school uniforms, and like, I love all that. I'm sorry. Like, I'm done with the flower jersey. I want to go back to either the cities or maybe the old school 80s Warriors ones or the 90s Warriors ones. Like, anyone, like, I'm done with that jersey. Well, we've played it enough.
I'm not going to lie, though. Those jerseys look better and better when they win. They look better and better when they're rolling. They look better and better when those threes are hit.
But if you don't wear your normal uniforms, like their color scheme is blue and yellow.
Nobody wears their normal uniform anymore in the NBA. Nobody.
I don't know.
Did you watch the T-Wolves? They had some uniforms that looked like the Denver Nuggets throwback uniforms back in the day.
To me, like, that's it's not a problem. It's just, wear the Warrior jerseys. That's all I'm saying.
It's also marketing. And those flower jerseys are selling like hotcakes. Everybody's rocking that gear, whether it's the flower hat, the flower jacket. A lot of people rock that gear.
I'm not saying they don't.
So, you want to showcase all your uniforms. I get it. Not my favorite uniform in the world. I love the ones with the Thunder on the side.
Yeah, I like
black
those
uniforms
ones.
Last year. I also love the San Francisco or the Warriors across their chest.
I agree.
From last year,
the blues. Yes, I agree with that.
You know, a lot of people were kind of done with these uniforms, including Suzette in Oakland. Suzette, what's your issue with the uniforms?
I'm so done with those uniforms. When my husband saw the black warm-up jackets, he goes, they're wearing those jerseys again. I'm like, oh, no. I think they're bad luck this year. I really do. I'm done with them. We need something else.
Suzette, it wasn't bad luck yesterday, was it?
She's gone.
Wasn't bad luck yesterday.
All I'm saying is this. Like, if you're going to, like, the Niners have alternate jerseys, right? Because the ones that they normally wear are their modern jerseys, and they wear them predominantly, right? Right now, it feels like to me, and I don't have the data to back it up, but it feels like the predominant jersey they've worn this year is the alternate, which would make it not alternative.
I believe
it would make it more standard.
Well, I believe it's the last time they're wearing it, and you have to do it. It's Women's Power this month. You're an honorary woman, so you know what?
Is that what it was? But they've worn it all year.
Yeah, well,
I just want to see the blue jerseys or the white ones or whatever. I want to see their more standardized ones. Right. Plus, like, they brought
You don't like the standardized ones, though. You told me
No,
you don't
but they're
like
better. Like, the navy blue ones, the Michigan-looking ones, the Cal. I don't like those either. Like, can we just go? You have a great collection. It's the same thing I said about the Giants City Edition. You have a collection of incredible uniforms. The cable car, the California State with the star on it. That one's awesome with the basketball. The Warrior Run TMC ones are awesome. I want to see those. Any of them, even the more current ones. The We Believe, the Town jerseys. Go to any of those. I don't know. It's just my little thing.
For me, I have more issue with the court than the uniform.
It's an eyesore.
The court, to me, gives me a bigger issue. It's a bigger issue.
If the jersey has to be worn untucked, me, it's not.
But you know what? When it is tucked in, I'm not mad at the uniform. I don't think it's as bad as what people say. The court, to me, is the bigger problem.
Okay, the gray.
I'm not a big fan of the court.
Yeah.
But the uniform, whatever. It's not bad.
I wish they would bring back the town with the tree. That one was really cool. Yeah, like, in terms of a darker black, I think it was slate, charcoal. I don't know what the shade was. I know I get on my weird thing on the jerseys. I apologize. Just my
particular opinion. No, I'm a big uniform guy. I love uniforms. Uniforms matter to me, but I get why they wear these uniforms. And, you know, you're putting a lot of investment into these uniforms. You want to showcase them. A lot of people wear those uniforms to chase them.
No, I know. It's also a lot of the gear that they're selling is when you go into the Warrior shop, it's all that.
It's all the gear.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. I wish they did bring back the uniforms from last year, but, I mean, I guess that's an NBA.
Well, that's the other thing. I guess it's one and done every year when it comes to those city editions.
So we've got some tiebreaker situations here that I want to get into. 888-957-9570. Who we need to root for today if you're a Warrior fan? Now, obviously, we have a lot of Warrior fans listening. You need Phoenix to beat Minnesota. Because if Minnesota wins, they'll move back into the sixth seed with a win and a Clippers win. So basically, if you're the Golden State Warriors, you need the T-Wolves to lose tonight to be in that sixth spot. Because right now, the Warriors don't have the tiebreaker against the Phoenix Suns. They don't have the tiebreaker against the LA Clippers. And they don't have the tiebreaker against the LA Lakers. And right now, they don't have the tiebreaker against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But that can change because both these teams split their four games this year, 2-2. Right now, the reason why Minnesota has the edge is because they have a better conference record than the Golden State Warriors. Now, Minnesota still plays the Pelicans. They still play the LA Lakers. They still play the Spurs. And I believe they have one more Western Conference game. They have a game in Brooklyn, which is going to be another huge game. So you need Minnesota to lose tonight. You need Minnesota to lose. If you're a Warrior fan, root for Minnesota to lose tonight so you can stay in that sixth spot and stay out of the play-in. That's how you got to root. You got to root for Kevin Durant and Devin Booker against the T-Wolves tonight. And that right there, you start there, you're back in the sixth spot. Now, do you want five? Do you want four? I personally would rather avoid the Phoenix Suns, although you could make the argument that Kevin Durant's coming back today and maybe he doesn't have his rhythm and it's going to take him some time to build that chemistry with Booker and Chris Paul. But I'd rather not take those chances.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is a cold-blooded killer.
Six to me feels good.
Yes.
Just stay in the six. You avoid the play-in. Right. You avoid Phoenix. That feels good.
But if Minnesota and the Warriors were to tie at the end of the season, it's going to come down to conference record. And whoever has the better conference record will get that tiebreaker. We'll get that tiebreaker. So we're now scoreboard watching here with five games left.
It feels fun.
It is fun. I'm having a lot of fun. The last month of the NBA season has been a lot of fun. Jose and San Lorenzo. Jose, what's happening? You're on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Jose, going once. Going twice?
Sold.
He gone. All right. Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Trusted name since 1922. Visit freemansappliance.com today. What's coming up on the game? All right. We're a little early. We got to hear what J.J. Redick had to say about a potential Warriors-Kings matchup. Now, I'm going to play this, and I want people to think about this. 888-957-9570. Kenny Caraway joined Willard and Diggs yesterday and had this to say about a potential Warriors-Kings series in the first round.
The matchups are a good look for the Kings. They're a good look. And if we play the Warriors as a 60, I'll tell you right now, we'll backhand the Warriors. I don't want to play the Warriors just because I have a healthy respect and fear for Steph Curry. I don't want to deal with him in the playoffs. I really don't. But if it comes to that, we backhand the Warriors. Because the Warriors don't do nothing on the road. They definitely don't play defense on the road. The Warriors too small. Sabonis would eat all series long.
And now you got to hear why J.J. Redick believes the Warriors do not want the Kings in the first round. That they need to avoid that purple smoke. They need to avoid the beam. Listen to J.J. Redick on the other side here on the Morning Rush. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
And you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
What up, Moses? 888-957-9570. Xfinity Fast 5 coming up at about 9:49. Your final thoughts, 888-957-9570. We're going to get into the 49ers and the quarterback situation. Little Giants baseball. We push Rich Aurelia back to tomorrow when the Giants open the season at Yankee Stadium against the Pinstripes.
Baseball.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of that. Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast now out with Sam Lubman and, of course, Joe Shasky, the Butcher. This is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Kirby, your driveway mechanic. Check out Kirby at CURBEE.com. It's going to be a long day for us here. We're not leaving this building until about 1:30. We have an all-staff meeting here. That'll be interesting. We'll try to get some sleep in between. Yeah, I know. Damn it. After a long night, Pelicans, Warriors. So, when I look at the...
I would like to get some lunch in between now and then.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going
to do. I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
I've got
to
do all those, like, trainings and stuff online.
So what's funny is I did a bunch, Brain Shark or whatever it's called. I did them and it's saying that I didn't complete the module. I'm not doing it again. I've done it three times and I sent it to Matt and I said, tell tech or IT or whatever, I've done this already three times and for whatever reason it won't load at the end.
Apparently I have to do six of them. I just keep getting alerts for it. So Pelicans last six games. Last seven games for the Pelicans. Oh, Pelicans, what am I doing? Look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. T-Wolves. Oh, we're going to get to J.J. Redick sound in just a second. You got to hear what J.J. Redick said about the Warriors in the potential Kings-Warriors series. But Minnesota, at Phoenix tonight, you want Phoenix to win that basketball game. That's an ESPN game as well. We'll watch Snowfall, then we'll watch Phoenix and the T-Wolves. Shasky will be watching Snowfall and spring training baseball, or he'll be watching some highlights. I'll be watching T-Wolves and
Mandalorian,
Suns.
Actually.
Oh, Mandalorian, yeah. Chassie will be watching no basketball tonight.
And Bad Batch.
Yeah, there you go. So he will not be watching Suns T-Wolves. I'll be watching Suns T-Wolves. And then Lakers T-Wolves Friday night. Then they play Portland. It's a gimme game Sunday. They're going to blow out the Blazers. Blazers are trying to win. Then they go to Brooklyn Tuesday. Brooklyn trying to stay in that top six in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So that'd be a tough game at Barclays Center for the T-Wolves. That'd be an interesting game. Then they go to San Antonio Saturday night. That's a gimme game. And then they end the season against the Pelly Pels in Minnesota on Sunday. So ideally, you want the Pelicans, I mean, the T-Wolves to go 4-2, and you need the Warriors to basically almost win out.
If the lottery balls go in their favor, it's like, I'm talking about San Antonio for just a quick second, and they get Victor Wembanyama. It feels to me like Popovich is the luckiest man ever.
Tim Duncan.
I mean, Duncan, that when Boston should have had him, and then you get Victor Wembanyama to come save you and give you a life raft. I don't know.
What do you think the Warriors have to go the rest of the way to get that sixth seed? 5 games left.
At 3-2?
I think they have to go 4-1.
You think it has to be that?
Yeah, I think they have to.
Have it in them?
I had it in them the second half last night. Now we know what they've looked like on the road.
Ill afford to lose Draymond for a game. I don't care if it is the Spurs.
Yeah, they could be. If they can't be San Antonio, not Draymond Green, then we got bigger issues. All right, JJ Redick on First Take today.
We got bigger issues. We've had big issues all year.
JJ Redick basically saying that the Warriors don't want any smoke with the Sacramento Kings.
And there's this talk about them wanting the sixth seed, and I get why, right? You're avoiding Phoenix in the first round. You're avoiding Denver, who's been the best team in the West all season, in the second round. But that Sac matchup, to me, besides the storylines, right, the geographical proximity, Mike Brown coaching under Steve Kerr, Sacramento having their first playoff berth since 2006, that's going to be a tough matchup for the Warriors. You don't have home court advantage. You've been the worst road team all season long. You can't defend threes on the road. Sacramento is 5th in made threes, 7th in attempts, 8th in three-point percentage. They are a really good three-point shooting team. And then the other thing on top of that, Golden State's not good at the point of attack. De'Aaron Fox will be able to break down their defense and create havoc and get shooters open. I don't love that matchup for the Warriors. I get why they want it, and I get why that potential second-round matchup against Memphis makes sense because they have their number. But I'd be weary of that potential first-round matchup against the Sacramento Kings.
So, and you know how Kenny Caraway feels about that matchup, Shasky, real quick.
The matchups are a good look for the Kings. They're a good look. And if we play the Warriors as a sixth seed, I'll tell you right now, we'll backhand the Warriors. I don't want to play the Warriors just because I have a healthy respect and fear for Steph Curry. I don't want to deal with him in the playoffs. I really don't. But if it comes to that, we backhand the Warriors. Because the Warriors don't do nothing on the road. They definitely don't play defense on the road. The Warriors too small. Sabonis would eat all series long.
Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320, on with Willard and Dibs yesterday.
I've done 2 Jay-Z lines today. I'm going to do a third one. We don't believe you. You need more people.
That's good.
I mean, come on. But first off, the De'Aaron Fox point was a valid one.
I needed to take over beat. I needed that. With the Jay-Z takeover. When he opened a blueprint one.
It's the best.
It is the best. That album is top 5 album all time.
Yeah, it's like me with the text line. I'll give you half a bar.
Yeah.
I won't even give you a full song. I'll give you half a bar. Then I'll block you. No, but like, the De'Aaron Fox point is a good one for J.J. Redick in terms of breaking down the defense. Like, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. What are we doing when it comes to these, like, offensive and defensive metrics from the regular season? I get it. It's data. Hasn't this team of any team proven that the regular season to this team is the most irrelevant thing on the... They have to get there. But once they get to the playoffs, take your stats and throw them in the garbage. Like the Atlanta Hawks for years, were a great regular season team.
Right, great.
And then the playoffs came and none of those stats meant anything.
Nothing.
All right? And so the Warriors, conversely, are the other side of the pendulum. Okay, just get to the playoffs. All the statistics of what their metrics are here, there, and there... Look me in the eye. I would say, JJ, look me in the eye. You're taking the Warriors in at least one of those first 2 road games.
You would think so.
No, I know so, because this is a team that has won how many consecutive road games in terms of one of the games on the road in how many series, Monte?
Yeah, 29 straight.
29 straight. So you're gonna take the I've done nothing ever except for this one year in the regular season, Sacramento Kings, and they're going to hold serve at home? Come on.
408.
And that's not disrespectful. That's looking at one of the all-time greatest dynasties in American sports and saying, yeah, I think they've earned a little benefit of the doubt when it comes to playoffs.
408 saying that Comcast Business X Line, that would be the first NBA 7-game homestand if the Warriors play the Kings in the first round. Now, you had some home games. Remember Chicago played Indiana in a series with Derrick Rose when he was in his prime. Bulls fans in Indianapolis because it's a short drive from Chicago down to Indianapolis.
So Roy Hibbert. Pacers?
I don't know if it was the Roy Hibbert Pacers.
Maybe. Wasn't it? Could I be wrong?
No, but was Roy Hibbert still there?
Remember, he was the LeBron stopper one year for game.
Was he really?
That's what he called himself.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it didn't work out for him too well. 888-957-9570. Who should want to avoid the other more? Warriors avoid the Kings, or should the Kings try to avoid the Warriors? 888-957-9570.
Good enough to avoid anyone?
Well, they just got to get in.
Yeah, that's what
Draymond
I'm
Green said on the Draymond Green podcast the other day, we're not afraid of nobody. We really don't care who we play in the first round. Should the Kings want to avoid the Warriors in the first round? 888-957-9570. Let's go to May Money in Oakland. May Money, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Hey there.
Oh, can y'all hear me?
We got you, May Money. We got you.
All right. Cool. I just wanted to say, first of all, I am no expert in basketball. Honestly, I learned, I got into basketball because I was bartending back in the day, like when the Warriors were winning, and it was just like money falling everywhere, and Klay Thompson is my boo, and like it's just such a good vibe, like getting to know basketball through the Warriors. So I just got to put that out there. The thing that I'm complaining about, like, with this season is the incoherent, like, it seems like the team is not together. Like, I'm a professional swimmer, and, like, I know what it's like to be an individual sports person. I'm not used to being, like, on a team sport, but, like, I know what it's like to, like, work with a team, and it just didn't seem like they're together. Like, that was the sloppiest game I've ever seen. It just seemed like nobody had their head in the game. Like where's the focus? Where is the anything? Question. Like, it was just so messy. And so I just want these Warriors to, like, I feel like they're in their head too much. Like, everybody is just, they all up in their head. Like, get your life together and come and play the game of basketball, the game that you love, and put the intensity into the game. Like, it just seems so sloppy this year. I don't know what it is.
Made Money, let me ask you.
I don't know if you...
Two quick questions. I'm going to ask you two quick questions. First one, what did you think of Draymond Green last night?
Okay. Oh, so frustrating. So frustrating. Honestly, I love Draymond. I love the heart, and I know where he's coming from, but he's at this point kind of detrimental to the team. Like, we need you, you know? And at points, like, we needed him to be who Draymond is, but at a lot of other points, he was taking away and kind of being selfish, if I have to be real with you. You know what I'm saying?
Can I be real with you? Did you know that Bonte is a radio host in real life and on television? He's also a bartender.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, he be blending into the couch, bro.
What?
What's that mean?
What does that mean?
The other day, you was wearing a whole blue, like, thing, and it was blending into the couch on TV. I couldn't even see you, bro.
The blue suit?
Yeah, he was wearing a blue suit that blended in with the couch.
What am I supposed to do? Am I not supposed to wear a blue suit?
Apparently, you look like you were blending into the chair.
All right, well, that's a good observation. I'll keep a note of it to tell him to change the color of the chair.
She pulled out the chopper on you.
Oh, hey there.
Klay Thompson's her boo. She was making big money when the Warriors were running things. She was bartending.
I'm in a good mood today.
D and Money May bringing the fire today.
D brought the fire. Money May was, she almost got ran in the first 5 seconds. But, you know, we're in a good mood.
Oh, hey there.
We're good mood. We're chilling.
We can always hear you.
FYI, we can always hear you.
You know what, though? You did look so saucy yesterday. You look like you were member of the... I thought you were part of the... what's the name of the family? The D'Amelio family? What's the family in Sopranos?
What about it? Just a
which
guy on
family? Which family? There's a million.
Yeah, there's a million the Soprano, families. What about the Columbo family on? Oh, you don't watch the Godfather.
I know Columbo,
but you don't watch the Godfather of Harlem.
No, I don't. But I know Columbo, who was solving murders and crimes.
Yeah.
And you knew Columbo was going to get it just right.
You know,
you did not look like Columbo.
I looked like Bumpy Johnson a little bit.
Well, you had a Johnny Sack feel to you.
DeMeo.
Yeah, DeMeo. Thank you. I needed you to be smoking a heater.
Yeah, I wanted to. It was raining, so I had to bring out the peacoat. It was a peacoat type of day.
Yeah. You did not blend in with the
couch yesterday.
I'd never heard that.
I've never heard that either. They're light blue seats. We all wear dark blue suits. Oh, boy. Where are we going here? 888-957-9570. D had to call it a day.
We're going to the playoffs, Monte. We're going to Sacramento.
We're going to Sacramento.
I don't know if you're aware
of
this.
Sacramento? You know what? I do want Sacramento because Kyle Draper, who hosts Pre-Pulse Game Live on NBC Sports California.
So
for the Sacramento
does your
Kings.
Job, but for the Kings.
For the Kings.
Okay.
He also does play-by-play when Mark Jones is off. Now, Fitz never takes a day off. Mark Jones has ESPN duties, so Kyle Draper will call the games as well. And I told you, a couple weeks ago, looked at me, said, y'all getting blown out by the Grizzlies, man? What's happening? And they were beating the Wizards by 25 points.
Oh, wow.
And Draper goes, he looks at Kitty.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm missing my boy Cassine. What up, Cassine? Cassine hasn't said anything because his Blazers stink. They haven't been relevant since January. Kyle Draper goes, we need the big studio. About time we need the big studio. And I go, when you guys stop hanging Summer League championship banners, then maybe we'll think about letting you use the big studio when we have a day off. So King fans, and I told you what they did. You saw what they did on my car. They put the piece of paper and wrote light the beam. Put them on windshield wiper. So they've been getting cockier and cockier and cockier. KC and D-Lo talking that smack up there at ESPN 1320. They're talking about light the beam. There's levels to this. Okay, we're going to see in a couple weeks. You do not want to go to say Warriors. Do not want the Warriors. Oscar Stockton, what's happening? We're on the roast.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. This last hour's been off the rails, man. Ever since we moved back to a four-hour show, the last hour's just been wacky.
Well, it's because we have a late-waking crowd. That's what we do. We're either hungover, we're high, or we're running on fumes. I like this crowd, this 9 o'clock crowd. Last call?
Oscar, what's happening? Call back, Oscar.
I think he blended in with the clouds.
Oh, hey there. Where's our man Bob-Bob in Boston? How high is he right now after that win? Cole in Pleasant Hill. Cole, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Oh, I love being on the roast. Thanks for taking my call. I think the Kings need to be concerned about playing the Warriors. Kind of feels like one of those situations where, you know, with the Warriors in San Antonio years ago, we just couldn't win out there. Well, I think the Warriors got the Kings number wherever they play. And if we're going to play in Sacramento, we're taking over. I'm not concerned with it at all. And I want to make mention yesterday about Bob Myers coming down and talking to Draymond. I thought that was so powerful to see yesterday. And just it made me happy. It made me see that, you know, the guys above, I mean, Bob's always been a big part of the team, but to have him come down, tell Draymond, you need to get back in there, lead by example. Like, I called in a couple weeks ago, I want to see that example, and maybe it's not from, maybe the cheerleader's not the guy who's actually on the court, but someone from above. So hats off to Bob Myers for doing that. That made me really happy to see. Proud of the guys. I think we got to take four of the next five.
At least, right?
Maybe lock it up. Maybe lock it up now. Get Draymond that last tech. Let him sit out the last game, and then restart that counter. So, thanks for taking my call.
Should we stop the game like we did with Steph Curry when he broke the 3-point record? When Draymond gets that next tech, like all the confetti comes down.
And Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, it was a full experience, man. Full Draymond Green. I can't get over that second quarter when he just unraveled. Well, apparently he didn't unravel. He got his team fired up. But Kerr had to take him out.
Yeah.
Had to take him out. I was like, yo, chill. And Draymond was barking. Did you see the footage on NBC Sports Bay Area? He's barking at the assistant coach.
I watched.
And then Bob Myers had to come down. I was like, hey, Trey, you made your point. And the way he pulled up the zip off the zipper, I almost broke the zipper. Draymond's wild. But you know what? We can't live without the guy.
No.
I'm not ready to move on from Draymond Green. I swear to God, I'm not.
So somebody just texted in something that I have to read.
Okay.
On your behalf, as I was talking about your big khaki coat from the 408. Bonte's coat was so big, it looked like he was sitting on top of Shasky to sneak him into the game for free.
He'd be blending into the couch, bro.
That is so amazing.
What a shot. He'd be blending into the couch,
sport.
Bro.
You're a good sport, man.
Unbelievable.
I love you.
Unbelievable.
By the way, our callers are the best. I'm getting texts to my cell phone. Yeah, your callers, there are no other in the country. I guarantee people in the Midwest are like, this is such a great show.
This is the only place you could probably call where you could be high on the air. Hell, you might be off something more than weed. Who knows?
Philly gets all the love for sports radio. No. I'm telling you, our audience is better.
I want to shout out my guy, Will Thompson. Big time Sacramento King fan, and I feel his nervous energy here. I feel the Kings and Warriors should avoid each other so they can meet in the second or conference finals. Yeah, well, it's probably not going
to
happen.
Go to church.
Yeah, because there's no guarantee if you play Minnesota Sacramento King fans that you're getting by Minnesota. They beat you 3 out of 4. So think about the Warriors. If you're a Warrior fan this week, you have to root for Phoenix tonight against Minnesota.
It's Chris Paul.
Friday, you have to root for Chris Paul and Kevin Durant.
For Chris Paul.
Yes. Friday, when the Lakers visit Minnesota, you have to root for LeBron James and Anthony Davis to beat Minnesota.
Go clutch.
Go Lakers.
I hope Chris Haynes is sitting side.
Monta Hill, number one Austin Reeves fan on Friday.
Oh, I'm going to be like the guy in the GIF.
He
the Laker
needs that
fan.
Foul call.
The guy with the chain.
What?
Lakers.
Oh, it's an all-time GIF.
It's an all-time GIF.
Just type Lakers into any GIF, and he's like the first guy.
He's the first guy.
I don't even really do GIFs, so you're going to have to
I've been on a GIF hype.
Yeah. Is it GIF or JIF?
GIF.
I think it's GIF. Okay.
It's GIF.
GIF. Like a
GIF? You'd be bringing it to the cops, bro. What? This is wild. Buddy May is an all-time favorite. D in Oakland. Doo-wop. I mean, I'd love to name Doo-wop.
Doo-wop because he's the sugar?
I would love to be nicknamed Doo-wop. And then, by the way, Schleprock, we want to give him credit. Schleprock earlier today with the all-time nickname, Kevon Windex Looney, because all he does is clean up the glass. That was an all-timer. The roasters, man. out in full effect. Let's go.
Oh, so someone's here saying Karl Malone has 332, Barkley has 329, Rasheed Wallace 317 in terms of technicals all time.
Where's Draymond Green?
I don't know. He's got to be creeping up on this list.
Somebody Google Draymond Green all-time techs. Let's go to, man, full lines here before we get to Xfinity Fast 5. Let's go back to Oscar in Stockton. We'll give him another shot here. Oscar, what is happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I was going to say, man, one thing, if we do play the Kings, there's a lot of things out here in this valley. I've been out here for a long time. So Kings is lightweight. The A, the Warriors B team, we all know that. So besides the point, last night, the Warriors, the first half, Draymond Green, yeah, he do get on some people's nerves, but last night we needed Draymond to be like that because the Warriors was getting funked. And anyway, it wasn't his fault. Ingram, I don't know when who gave him a tough guy stamp, but he the one who wanted to start the mess last night. So the only thing Draymond could do was stand his ground. And, you know, and like I say, the Warriors, before the season over with, like I called earlier, the Warriors are going to finish fourth, not sixth. Mm. Everybody, stop panicking. We're going to be ready, and the Wiggins will be back. Guarantee you that. He'll be back next week. So, go Warriors, baby. And by the way, I like that blue suit, man. That's Bay Area style. That's Warriors blue.
I'm feeling that, too.
All right, there you go. Thank you,
bro. He be winning into the couch, bro.
That is great. I can't wait.
I used to say that about my high school self when I'd be smoking too much.
I'd be blending it. He'd be blending it to the
you
couch.
You know what I'm talking about, where you're just like, then your neck hurts. That's
what she meant. There's a PSA commercial way back when. She's like, what has she been doing? She's like, melting the couch. She just, ever since she started smoking marijuana, all she does is lay on the couch.
It's so good, man. That was Money May. I'll never forget Money May. I'll never forget Tish either in Hercules.
What up, Tish?
Long time no talk. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm literally sitting here in my car cracking up. These lady callers this morning have been hilarious.
They've been on fire.
It's Robin to call in.
Oh, boy.
We haven't heard Robin today.
Well, you know what's funny? I got a DM for Robin on Facebook, and she was like, Bonte, let's just admit it. This team just isn't good. And I was in the second quarter. And I haven't heard from her since.
Hey,
so there you go.
We all felt that way.
Whether you work on television, an analyst. Hell, Steph Curry probably thought that's me. We just may not be that good this year. All right, go ahead, Tish.
Let me tell you something. I was watching the game, and I had to go out and sit in my car and listen to the game. That's how crazy I was going after that first half. But our boys pulled through. Bonte, when I come to the games, I always look in, and you don't blend into the couch. Good in that little booth. I never stop and wave because I'm trying to get home to the, you know, way out to Hercules. But I see y'all all the time when I come to the games, and you look great. I still love that take by that young lady.
Yeah, it was great. It's an all-time take. Tish, if you get there early, come by, say hi. I would love to meet you at the gatehouse. Wave in post-game if you got to run. Just give me a quick wave. I may be on air, but I'll give you a little wink or something. I would love to meet you.
Let me make my point. I met you once. I came down when you and Steiny.
Oh, yeah. At Old Ship. That's right. Yeah. Way back in the day. Old BSG days.
There's rumors that they're going to dedicate one of the stools to Steiny.
Oh,
but listen, sweet. This is why I called the Kings. I've been to many of those games because sometimes I work in Sacramento, sometimes I work in the city because I work for the state.
Okay.
And my point is, it feels like a home game when you're at the Kings. There's blue jerseys everywhere, even in the lower bowl.
Wow.
So I feel like it's a toss-up if we play the Kings, and it will be good energy because, of course, our guy Mike Brown is there.
Yeah.
Mike Brown, I think, should be Coach of the Year. But I don't think Mike Brown is diminished in any way if he gets beat by the Warriors, because he'd help build the Warriors also.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that, because there's no flying back and forth across the country. Our guys will be fresh. They'll be on a bus. Maybe they'll sleep in their own beds. Who knows? But many of us can get up there to see the games, too.
That's a good point.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's a good point. Hey, Tish, great call. Hope to see you at the gatehouse. Great, great call there. We got Xfinity Fast 5 coming up, 888-957-9570. Your final thoughts on the day in sports. If you want to get in a quick Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy take, go ahead, because it's there all season. Told you guys, as soon as Sam Darnold signed, brace yourself, because Darnold will get an opportunity to start at quarterback. He will. Whether you like it or not, it's just the way the Shanahan's roll. It's just the way it is with the 49ers. All right, Sid in Oakland. Sid, what's happening? What's up, on your Sid? Mind?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, hear me out real quick. I know you guys got to get out of here. It's raining outside. Definitely be safe. Okay, real quick. Last night, Draymond was the skill and the cancer of the team. Okay, Steve Kerr dealing with Draymond, I know he probably drinks a bottle of wine every day after the game. This guy, he did a good job with the distractions and things, but, I mean, the cursing, this, I mean, you guys are reading what he was saying. He was cursing the whole team out, right? So I'm looking at it like this. Draymond has to realize that as much as he's helping with that, the refs bailed him out. Like, in any other game, he would have been kicked out.
I know.
So he got to really pay attention to that.
It's true.
And to the playoffs and get it. And last but not least, Sacramento is out of their mind if they think they're going to beat you guys in the first round series. They will get swept. I call it 4-0. Every game, they will probably take the lead. But once again, like what Curry did last night, he would do every night to Sacramento. And have a good day, man.
No doubt. Have a good day. Good call there. Let's get to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? You're in the roast.
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, look, man. Y'all better be careful with them Kings. I think it'll be a great matchup. I'm not saying the Kings
Wait. Y'all better be careful. Aren't you a Warrior fan, Rob?
Man, look, man. No. I just support the Warriors. I'm in the Bay Area. My favorite player is Chris Webber. I was going to Kings games in 01, 02 when we was popping. 2001, look. I'm going to tell you like this. Kings fans, you know, it's a lot of real fans. They got real fans. I remember when the Kings was popping, we used to come to Golden State, have more fans than the Warriors did. You know, to me, a vast majority of Warrior fans are just old Laker fans. You know what I'm saying? Or old Kings fans. So, look, man, the Warriors going to beat them, but it's going to be a hell of a show. And you gotta get up to that stadium, man. It's popping up.
Oh,
here.
I love Golden One. I love
and also,
Golden One.
Also, man, that time that you're talking about, what was that? About 5 months in the early 2000s when the Kings were bigger than the Warriors.
Nah, they were teasing. They were.
I can't believe that Rob is Sacramento.
Yeah, that's surprising. Now it all makes sense with the slander.
Yeah.
Of Stephen Curry. Now it all makes sense for Rob in San Bruno.
I can't wait to see Rob for OTAs and camp. He's going to be there. Oh, everything.
He's going to be fired up. He's going to be fired up. Oh, man. 888-957-9570. About 10 minutes left in the show. Draymond Green was wild yesterday, and this is what started him off. What's got him fired up after he hit-checked Brandon Ingram there late in the second quarter?
Yeah, he started talking about the foul. But I got a lot of respect for CJ. He's guy who's been good in this league a long time. But, you know, that's my type of situation. I enjoy that. So I appreciate him. It's good.
Did it feel like a playoff game, Draymond Green?
It did, and as it should. You know, there's two teams fighting for positioning, possibly being in a tiebreaker situation, and you got to take care of home court. We gave one away last game, me in particular, and, you know, got to do something to get that back. And lose two in a row at home, especially at this point in the year, understanding our circumstances. So it definitely felt like a playoff game, as it should have.
It did.
It did. And he said they looked dead, and they needed some energy.
We looked dead those first 18 minutes of the game. We had to find some energy somewhere, and I knew, you know, it just wasn't going to come. You know, especially losing the game like we lost the game last game, like that can carry over, and I felt like it did. So just knew we had to do something to do it fast before the game got out of control. And, you know, they hit a couple shots there at the end of the half to increase their lead, but it didn't feel real. You know, it felt like, oh, we turned the ball over a couple times. They hit a couple shots in transition, but right before that, CJ had a wide open layup and he missed it. B.I. had one of his shots and he missed it, and so you could just feel that, you know, they were out of sorts. Yet we turned the ball over a couple times, gave them stuff in transition, and they boosted their lead. But, you know, coming into the half, I knew we had them right where we needed to have them, and, you know, we came out a minute 16 seconds in on an 8-0 run, and, you know, that was huge, and it turned the game for us.
I mean, they were down 17.
We had them right where we wanted them. Hey, guys, here's the game plan going into the game. We're going to look horrific for almost two full quarters. I want to get down 20. Then right. I really want to start playing.
Yeah, then we have them.
What are we? What is this, like dad versus son in the backyard?
We got them right where we want them, down 17.
I love Dre, but some of the stuff that he says,
you know what?
I think he believes it.
But you know what? How can you not believe it? They came back from 17 down, 20 down. Going an 8-0 run in the third quarter, and Curry believed it. They had that confidence. That's the one thing we underrate. They're four-time champs.
Of course.
What comes with that is a confidence that you're never out of a basketball game because of the firepower that they have. Steph Curry can go crazy. Klay Thompson can go. But boom,
but people, to say but, we had him right where we wanted him, that's, I mean, that seems like a stretch. I love Dre. I would follow up and be like, Dre, you know what? Really? You had him down 17 was exactly how you wanted it? Come on. I'd rather be up 17.
Yeah, we all would. But this team,
it's just funny,
has proved time and time again that we at times continue to doubt them. Fezzi and I were down at the dumps at half. I sit down for it. Down 17. What a disastrous first half. They can't beat the press. I mean, it was they couldn't beat the press. They turned the ball over once out of a timeout. Out of a timeout.
Yes.
The Pelicans come in with a 2-2-1, 2-1-2 press, whatever the hell it was. And Moody turns it over.
Immediately.
And then later on, Kobe got to call a timeout because he couldn't get the ball in.
Ingram's cooking them.
Ingram is a special player. And they doubled him hard at the top of the. And they doubled him hard in that second half. He was getting rid of the ball. They took the ball out of his hands. Trey Murphy was quiet. CJ McCollum is. You know what? He's had better days. I think the better days are behind him.
He's We've seen him. Sixth, seventh man.
Dude, yeah, he's not that guy anymore.
Was he ever that guy?
He was always second.
It always felt like he was a charity selection on all these,
it'd be all NBA teams or something like that. Has he even made all NBA? I gotta look that up.
I mean, like, if you, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm asking sincerely. Like, if you were just going around the league, at any point, was he a top 25 player in the league?
Right. Now,
no.
The old Warriors are trusted, but this season, the Warriors are 3 games over 500.
I know.
They've won 9 road games. The core is the same, but they're older. And Steph Curry's still playing at MVP level. There's no doubt. Klay Thompson's had one of the best offensive seasons of his career. Mm-hmm. He just made a career high in terms of single season threes. He's in the lead when it comes to three-pointers this season.
Did you see the numbers?
Yes.
It was 278.
278.
Next closest guy was like 15 or 20 down from him.
Buddy Hield is 7 behind him.
Oh, I thought he was 20 down.
No. Buddy Hield had the lead going into the last game against Minnesota. Okay. So Buddy Hield is 7 behind.
The most of his career?
Yes.
We haven't talked enough about it. His return has been better than we anticipated.
I admitted that. We underrated it. Just a year.
No, I'm talking about dramatically.
I know. I tried to tell you that, but you weren't listening because, you know.
Well, early on, it was ugly looking.
Yeah, you are not hype.
Well, no, it was. No, it's called assessing in real time what's going on. It's not slander. It's assessment.
I have no idea. Can't tell you. I didn't see it. Nope.
Oh. So Brian Windhorst earlier today.
Oh, Wendy.
Marv Armando.
Was this a check?
Yeah, Wendy. Checkbook. Brian Windhorst this morning on ESPN talk about the Sacramento Kings. The Kings are the mark. The Kings are stuck in a number 3 seed. That's where they're going to finish. The Kings are the mark. All of these teams are going for the number 6 seed. They smell weakness. They smell weakness, not only because they're not a good defensive team, but because they haven't been to the playoffs in 17 years. The Warriors want the number 6 seed. I think the Warriors, the T-Wolves, the Lakers, all these teams want the Clippers. They all want the 6 seed. They all want Sacramento. Damn. Sacramento, in a way, as a Sacramento King fan, you got to feel like, you know what? Bring it on. Recount it out. That fan base is going to be so fired up for that first game at Golden One Center.
I bow to you, and you tell me what you think. Doesn't it feel like this year's Kings?
Could be that We Believe team.
The George Karl Nuggets when the Warriors beat them.
I thought you were going to go to Warriors with Mark Jackson.
No, but that's a good one. But I was going to go like the year that the Nuggets had a really good year and everyone was like, yeah, but. Mm. And then I remember when the Warriors played them, everyone was like, the Warriors have no chance. I'm like, really? Like the Iggy Nuggets are going to beat us? Really? Remember that team? Dude. Iggy would start off well. He'd sit down and the legs would get tired.
Yeah, they were food.
They were?
They were food.
Warriors beat them in 6 that year?
Yep. 6 games.
And they were the 3 seed and the Warriors were the 6 seed?
Yep.
I believe. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
Okay, and then the next year it was 2-7, Clippers, Warriors. Or was it 4-5?
It was 2-7.
2-7.
Talking about the early 2000s Kings memories, did you see Peja Stojakovic's son last night?
No.
McDonald's All-American game? Andre Stojakovic? Kid's legit.
What's his name?
Andre Stojakovic. Yeah,
he's legit. How did Bronny Jr. do?
He looks great. His three ball was going last night.
Where's he going to college?
Skip, are you saying he's a better shooter than his dad, by the way?
Oh, I mean, yeah, Jesus.
What?
Mark Graves. That is so lame, Bonte. Teams want the number 16 because they don't want the play-in. Well, they don't want the play-in.
Well, yeah.
But they also see the Sacramento Kings saying, okay, Denver, Phoenix, Memphis, Clippers. Yeah, we want Sacramento.
Yeah, matchups do matter. When you get to this point in the season, you don't do this in February, you know. We got to do some final thoughts here for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, we're going to go around the room first, get everybody's final thoughts. Shasky, start us off.
All right, first, my final thoughts are Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga had coming-of-age type games yesterday. The two young guys are going to be featured prominently in the playoffs. I thought it was Jordan Poole's best defensive game of the year, and I thought that Jonathan Kuminga just provided that much-needed athleticism, and that dunk. That felt different.
It did feel
And different. I love seeing the two players kind of fly under the radar and have big impact.
Kings and Warriors are headed on a collision course, folks. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait. I might have to go up to Golden 1 and Chase for this. I probably can't get tickets or anything or a pass, but I'll try.
London.
I'm officially on the start Jonathan Kuminga train. If Wiggins isn't going to come back, put Wiggins in the starting lineup. I want to see Kuminga get more run, makes him better for this year, makes him better for next year, makes him better for the Warriors' future.
Oh, hey there. I like that. I like that. My final takeaway is Kevon Looney is a beast. Most improved NBA player. Let's push that award. NBA's most improved player. He was special. Schleprock said it. Kevon, Windex, Looney.
I like that.
Because he cleans up the glass. Love that. Also, I found out that
he be blending into the couch, bro.
I blend into the couch. Oh, hey there. It's just my face, and it's just blue.
So instead of Tally, you're Couchy?
Couchy. Hi, guys.
Bonte, Couchy.
Chris on YouTube. Kings first round, Grizz second round, all the way back to the Western Conference Finals. Oh, another second round matchup between the Grizz and Warriors. Wow. 650, Comcast Business Text Line. Poole has been great these last three games. Where are the haters now? And then KC up in Sacramento, ESPN 1320. We more like the Warriors against the Keep Nuggets that season. We are the Warriors from that season. Okay. All right, Kenny.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Okay, Kenny.
Rockefellers, under the game. You passed the test.
That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. The next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now.
We're going to go record the high school pod with
Jesse Fopper,
former USF pitcher, Marin Catholic guy, and also a former San Francisco Giant who's coaching at Marin Catholic right now.
Marin Catholic manager. There you go. And then we have an all-staff meeting, and then we probably have some other things to do. So we're probably not leaving until 1:30. Your boy's cooked.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, and you have more right to be exhausted, but I stuck around with you.
You did. Yeah, you don't have a right to be exhausted. I do.
I mean, I was tired watching you, waiting every breath for my name to be dropped.
Well, actually, you didn't watch us because you missed some of the things that we said. Well, you missed some of the pressers, so you maybe just had the TV on to help us get ratings, but you weren't really listening.
I have a meter.
Bye-bye, everybody.
TV blending into the couch, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.